So we were expecting today His Worship the Mayor, Councillor Ali Ngidi, and Electrical Engineering Executive Director Mr. Sibusiso Jali to be here to give a full briefing on the latest electrical issues. Dave Charles, they're not here.
They are not. It was an interesting exercise over the past couple of days. We've been working hard to get some kind of authority figure, i.e. the mayor, and those responsible for the supply of electricity to this region, to talk to us on an official platform to quell the rumors, of which there are many in circulation, to explain what has caused the current crisis, and more importantly, what measures are being put in place to mitigate against this spinning out of control and becoming a complete disaster, which I thought we had an agreement to do. We did have an agreement. The mayor and the director of electrical engineering, Sibusiso Jali and Ali Ngidi, were scheduled to be with us right now as we speak. All systems go ready for 3 o'clock. We laid on extra security because someone on social media decided that they would encourage people from Balito and environs to engage with the interviewees at the radio station, of which I see there are a few people that have arrived
sure.
to answer that call. Now, I received a message from the powers that be at Guadaguza Municipality at 11 o'clock this morning saying, "Hi Dave," this is from a lady called Nogulunga from KDM. I received these messages from the public and she outlined a few of these calls to action. May I please confirm if the mayor will be live on the radio or he will be meeting with the residents? Looks like there'll be crowds of residents there coming to meet him at the station. And I explained that it's an exclusively a radio interview. No one will be allowed to interfere or interrupt. Noted, I will inform the mayor about it and get back to you. And I said, I reiterate, there's no threat of any nonsense. It will simply not be tolerated. Just before 2 o'clock today, I received this. I would like to apologize on behalf of the Guadaguza mayor, Councillor Musi Ali Ngidi. He's now having other commitments concerning midterm Lekgotla preparations. I said, Nogulunga, I urge you to intervene. There is huge anticipation in the community for this conversation. And if he cancels at this stage, it will fuel the already heated situation. Mm. I believe that his message will help to normalize the situation. Will Sibusiso be here, director of electricity department? No.
Yeah.
She says, they both not coming. Sibusiso was only going to accompany the mayor. I am really sorry for the inconvenience caused by the cancellation.
And, of course, we've been promoting this on the radio station for the last 2 or 3 days.
Look, Dave, the situation is as follows. The authorities to which we pay our rates and taxes with the expectation of service delivery, clean, green, secure living for all on the North Coast, are, in my humble opinion, abdicating their responsibility. At the very least, they have a responsibility to communicate with their with those that they are duty bound to serve. You know, this is the idea of public service. You know, they essentially work for us, and here we are giving them the opportunity to at least set some aspects of the record straight where there has been a propensity towards exaggeration, rumor, outrage, etc., etc. And people are furious now. There is, and quite rightly so, because so many folk have suffered adverse effects from, you know, I'm not just talking about food that's gone off in the fridge. There are people that depend on medication that has to be kept chilled and refrigerated. That's all gone off. There are folk that have been inconvenienced in countless ways that have so far said, you know what, it happens. We understand. This is crisis after crisis. The keyboard warriors have been threatening and cajoling. You know, what we all threaten action, nothing happened. But then there have been some sinister undertones or overtones. It's sabotage, say some. We have got empirical evidence, and I've checked it out, and I don't believe that this is true.
Mm.
But in preparation for this interview today, I opened up the Pandora's box and went deep into the world of what is really happening electrical supply wise on the North Coast. And I was contacted by a gentleman who has an intimate understanding of these things and has been intimately involved. He is a certified electrical engineer, competency signed off at government level. He has years of experience in municipal matters and has seen firsthand what's happening in our beloved borough, as it used to be, in our municipal area. And he says that he is absolutely mortified because the electrical department is in a state of absolute chaos. And here is the real rub. Apparently, for Eskom to supply electricity to Guadaguza, they have to have seen a signed document, a drawing indicating exactly what the grid looks like as far as cables and distribution and substations and everything, an entirely detailed current up to the minute signed off by electrical engineers, overseen by the powers that be, and then submitted to government and then ultimately to Eskom. And apparently, and I say apparently because this is just a conversation I've had with someone I trust, but I haven't seen evidence to support this. Apparently, this document does not exist. And that is partly why, it's been such a chaotic sequence of events that's unfolded. Further to that, apparently, we have completely underqualified personnel in charge of doing critical actions like switching, which has already, according to this source, resulted in the death of one individual responsible for actually physically engaging in the action under orders from a totally, shall we call it, underqualified supervisor, and that was apparently all squashed and covered up, etc., etc.
Dave, they've shoved the radio station to one side. Bad decision. Where do we go from here now?
Well, now this is the problem. Apparently, there are only two people in the whole municipal infrastructure that have an inkling of an understanding as to where the actual situation, where the shortfalls are, where the cables are, where the problems are. Only two people. One fellow called Rajesh, I don't have his surname, Rajesh, who apparently is a good guy, but, you know, on his own, and he was on leave over December. Why, if he was the only person in the municipality that has intimate knowledge of these things, was he on leave?
Come and see us, Rajesh. Come and see us at the radio station.
The second is a fellow called Christo Prinsloo, who was in charge and has been promoted out of the faculty, if you like. So he's no longer involved. He's been mothballed, so to speak. And that is where the crisis comes. We do not have the capacity. People-wise, there's lots of people that have been employed, but apparently the electrical distribution network has increased tenfold in the very recent few years, and we just do not have the wherewithal in terms of human capacity to deal with it. What we need to do, apparently, urgently, is map the grid, map the system, draw the plans of the network and the system, and have it signed off and approved, and then we can move forward. Until that happens, and they reckon is a 2-year job. So right now, and I was hoping to put all of these questions to the powers that be that were coming in, so that they could give me the facts, because all we have at this point in time are questions. But it would appear that right now we are facing an ongoing situation where there don't seem to be many answers for the short term. I'm concerned, as an invested citizen of this region, I am concerned that is where we stand right now.
If we get answers, you'll be first to hear about it on 88FM, right? Because you're on this.
See, the problem is at the moment it's been left up to social media groups and people with the best will in the world trying to give information which is only partial and inaccurate in many instances, and then people adding comments and emotional comments and adding to the fear and the frustration and the woes. What we need to do now as a community is absolutely stand together to support these guys, not to vilify them, and to bring as many skills as we can to the table to start rectifying the situation so that this never occurs again.
All right, mate. Wow, what a situation. But we're on it here at the radio station. We're not shoving this to one side.
Absolutely not. But unfortunately, now our friends are all going off on a Le Hotla for a week. I try to explain that this is probably the most pressing issue that any of them has to contend with, this one, and that the public deserves to know.
They have done themselves no good at all.
This is the worst kind of example of leadership I've ever seen, quite frankly, and I'm quite happy to go on record with that. Hopefully, they will see the sense in rethinking that Le Hotla situation and at least giving us an alternative date for this interview. But until that happens, we are in the dark as far as they are concerned and as far as the situation is concerned. But we will keep on batting because, well, dear listener, you deserve to have us batting for you.
Thank you, Dave Charles.